Problems. The first time effect and the drop. We get a tremendous amount of support in our culture for good analytical performance. High school marks, jobs, promotions. Our minds, by culture and genetics, want to analyze. Yet remote viewing is a non-analytical task. It is about opening oneself to an inrush of sensations while imposing no interpretation. In a first viewing, the mind is unprepared for what the experience is like. There is no analytical structure into which to place what is happening, and so it just happens. Later on, skepticism or criticism from others may make the experience unbelievable, and your performance may drop. Only you can find the pathway in your mind that will take you past skepticism. To remote view consistently, you must accept the reality that such a thing is possible. Nothing is more powerful than the evidence of your own eyes, so the key is to keep remote viewing, even when it doesn't go well. Eventually, it will. You must learn to feel within yourself the signal that represents remote viewing as distinguished from other mental activity. Like learning to play a musical instrument, the key to reliable performance is practice.